This is Public Radio Weekend. I'm David Brown. You know, it's hard to imagine that in 21st century America, some people have never been to see the doctor. But that's the case in rural eastern North Carolina, which has some real pockets of poverty and isolation. However, a group of health care workers are trying to make things better with a free health care clinic program. They call these clinics Health Assist. Lita Hartman recently visited the clinics as part of our continuing series on community solutions that work. She's in the studios of WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hello there, Lita.
Hi, David.
How did you hear about this Health Assist program?
Well, I heard about the program from a person I would call a community angel. Her name is Betty Howes, and she's a retired school teacher, and she lives in the small town of Grifton in eastern North Carolina. And Grifton was one of those towns that really got socked during the flood brought on by Hurricane Floyd back in September of 1999. Mm-hmm. And almost a third of the town was underwater. And Betty was one of those people who opened up her house to aid workers. She made food. She did everything she could to help. And other folks in town pitched in, too. I was really amazed at how they took care of each other without waiting for the federal government to step in. Anyway, David, I did a bunch of reporting in Grifton after the flood, and I stayed in touch with Betty over the years. And a few months ago, she told me about these new medical clinics that were opening up in the area. And as you'll hear, they're an outgrowth of that can-do cooperative spirit that we saw during the flood.
Okay, so we'll have a look in the back of both eyes here.
I'm standing in the eye exam room at the Health Assist Clinic in Grimesland, North Carolina, a tiny farming town in the east. I watch as Dr. Peter Hollis asks Ricky Smith to look up. Smith is middle-aged. He's had diabetes since he was a teenager.
So the last time that you were here, we talked about the possibility of maybe that you were developing glaucoma.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay. And the pressures are high normal today.
After the exam, Smith tells me no one has ever checked him for glaucoma until he started coming here.
Hey, it helped a lot. I do a lot better now since I've been here.
Smith says Dr. Hollis gives him eye drops to ease the pressure in his eyes and stave off glaucoma.
So that helps me. It takes the nervousness away from me, you know, because I'm scared when you start talking that glaucoma. That's blindness, so I ain't trying to go blind.
So it helps you to know there's somebody who knows what he's doing.
And can help me out. Yeah, help me keep seeing the flowers in the sky.
And someone who helps him for free. Smith pays nothing for the visit, and Dr. Hollis makes nothing from it.
I practiced for a long time. You know, I'm kind of a restless soul, and I didn't really want to practice on a full-time basis any longer, and I no longer had to do it.
Okay.
Any questions?
No, that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Good to
see you again.
Okay.
It's rewarding in that I don't need anything from them. Okay, we don't need compensation other than a thank you, which is its own reward.
It's a very needy community.
Roberta Burgess is driving me around. If anyone knows Grimesland, she does. She's the nurse at the Health Assist Clinic, and she makes a lot of house calls.
People don't have food in their homes. And the reason I know, because usually I'll ask, what do you have to fix? What do you have to eat tonight? And they'll say, well, I'm going to fix this and that, and I'm like, okay. Well, can I see what you got in the refrigerator or the cabinets? And most of the time, they're like, well, yeah, look, and you look, and it's nothing in there.
Now I understand why professional health care is totally out of reach for some people here.
I had one man that we enrolled last week told me that his mother did root medicine. Herbal teas, I mean real herbal teas from out of the ground, roots from trees, boil it, drink the tea from it. And he realizes now, this man is 52 years old, and he realized he has some problems that mom can't fix, okay, and he hadn't been to a doctor.
It's hard not to feel for communities like Grimesland. They took a knockout punch in 1999 when Hurricane Floyd let loose a flood that engulfed towns all over eastern North Carolina. Tens of thousands of people lost their homes. A few died. But the flood did one good thing. It was an eye-opener for Dr. Tom Irons. He was the guy in charge of primary care for flood victims staying in shelters in Pitt County.
I was looking at the working poor who could not ever afford health insurance, even if they were making twice what they're making now with the family of four, who were time bombs, who had high blood pressure that sooner or later is going to kill them.
But Dr. Irons tells me he also saw something else outside the shelters as people were recovering from the flood.
I saw people getting things done without resources, but with their own resourcefulness and with their own sense of community. So I thought, well, why not ask these people what needs to be done about health?
Health Assist Cornsby, can I help you?
The answer Dr. Irons came up with is called Health Assist. Here's how it works. Health Assist gets money from a federal grant, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, and Duke University. The funds pay for 4 clinics in Pitt County and 13 staff members.
This is our waiting area. This is where we receive all of our clients. They come in through the front door.
Program Director Tina Dixon gives me a tour of the newest clinic in the tiny hamlet of Pactolus. She says the clinics treat anyone without insurance who's within 125% of the federal poverty guidelines. That's mostly the working poor.
And there are 2 exam rooms. And they're modestly equipped, but everything that would be in a normal doctor's office is in here. And it's enough to actually practice good medicine.
Besides seeing a nurse practitioner at the clinic, patients can go to participating doctors or the local hospital if they need to. They can also get free medicine or else have a copay of $5 or $10. What really impresses me, though, is that this service isn't just another handout. The patients have to give something, too. 4 hours of volunteer service a year to their community. Volunteer Joanne Lawson comes to a community center in Grimesland to fill 150 free food boxes that are handed out every other Saturday.
Always a cereal. Always at least 8 cans of food. Always peanut butter.
You feel like it's your way of saying thank you, or I don't know.
Oh, it's more than that. It's really more than that. I didn't volunteer to receive. I volunteered to help. I would not want to see it leave. Oh.
That could happen. Dr. Irons, who strikes me as a pretty stalwart guy, confides that he constantly loses sleep over one thing. Health Assist is only funded year to year. But even so, his crew keeps going. Roberta Burgess, the nurse in Grimesland, says that patient by patient, people are getting better and spreading the word.
I've seen people come in whining and complaining and crying and hurting and hungry. And now, you know, they come in, they cleaned up. I mean, shirts pressed, pants pressed, they clean, haircut, beard shaved. It's like, it's a new man, a new woman. It's fantastic.
For Public Radio Weekend, I'm Lita Hartman in Grimesland, North Carolina.
Lita, stay with us here for a moment. Are you still there?
Right here.
You know, it sounds like there are some possibilities here for improving healthcare delivery that maybe other places could learn from.
Oh, definitely, David. Health Assist has some things about it that really set it apart from other free clinics. There's the partnership with other local groups and also the request for volunteer time from patients. And, you know, Eastern North Carolina has so many challenges that I can't help but think if an idea like this can work here, it could work anywhere.
Thanks, Lita.
You're welcome, David.
That's Lita Hartman reporting from Grimesland, North Carolina, as part of Public Radio Weekend's continuing series on community solutions that work. If you want to find out more about Health Assist, go to our website, publicradioweekend.org. And click on Look, This Works.